Well, happy Father's Day to you. Good Sunday morning. It's June 21st. The year is 2015. And we come to you with an article from the New York Times. This is Sean Harrison. It's Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. June 20th, 2015. Francis Robles writes from Columbia, South Carolina for the New York Times. Dylan Roof spat on and burned the American flag but waved the Confederate. He posed for pictures wearing a number 88 t-shirt, had 88 Facebook friends, and wrote that number white supremacist code for Heil Hitler in the South Carolina sand. A website discovered Saturday appears to offer the first serious look at Mr. Roof's thinking, including how the case of Trayvon Martin, the black Florida teenager shot to death in 2012 by George Zimmerman, a Neighborhood Watch volunteer, triggered his racist rage. The site shows a stash of 60 photographs, many of them of Mr. Roof at Confederate heritage sites or slavery museums, including a nearly 2,500-word manifesto in which the author criticized blacks as being inferior while lamenting the cowardice of white flight. I had no choice, it reads. I am not in the position to alone go into the ghetto and fight. I chose Charleston because it is the most historic city in my state and at one time had the highest ratio of blacks to whites in the country. We have no skinheads, no real KKK, no one doing anything but talking on the internet while someone has to have the bravery to take it to the real world, and I guess it has to be me. The website was first registered on February 9th in the name Dylan Roof. The 21-year-old man charged with entering the historically black AME church in Charleston on Wednesday night, attending a prayer meeting for an hour and then murdering 9 parishioners. The day after the site was registered, the registration information was intentionally masked. It is not clear whether the manifesto was written by Mr. Roof or if he had control of it, nor is it clear whether he took the pictures with a timer or if someone else took them. In a joint statement Saturday night, the Charleston Police Department and the FBI said that they were aware of the website and were taking steps to verify the authenticity of these postings. If it is genuine, as his friends seem to think, the tourist site he visited, the pictures that were posted, the hate-filled words on the site offered a chilling glimpse into the interest of an unemployed former landscaper said to have a fixation on race. This whole racist thing came into him within the past 5 years, said Caleb Brown, a childhood friend of Mr. Roof's who is half black. He was never really popular. He accepted it. He wasn't like, when I grow up, I'm going to show all these kids. He accepted who he was and who he changed, and who he was changed, obviously. Mr. Roof has been charged with 9 counts of murder, and the killing victims included Reverend Clemente Pinckney, who was both the church pastor and state senator. Mr. Roof's friends say that he only spoke of his murderous plans once when he recently warned that he planned to do something crazy with the gun he had purchased with the money he got from his parents for his 21st birthday. But they say his sense of racial grievance began with the Trayvon Martin case. The website, which was not working by Saturday afternoon, featured a photo of a bloodied, dead white man on the floor. The picture appears to be an image from Romper Stomper, an Australian movie about neo-Nazis. The domain name is a reference to the white minority of what is now called Zim, Bob Bui, whites fought blacks for 15 years and enlisted white supremacists as mercenaries. The site was first discovered by a blogger who goes by the pen name Emma, who paid $49 for a reverse domain search that turned up the site. According to web server logs, the manifesto was last modified 4:44 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, the day of the Charleston shooting, and the essay notes, at the time of the writing, I am in a great hurry. In the manifesto, Mr. Roof writes, "The event that truly awakened me was the Trayvon Martin case. I kept hearing and seeing his name, and eventually I decided to look him up. I read the Wikipedia article, and right away I was unable to understand what the big deal was. It was obvious that Mr. Zimmerman was in the right, but more importantly, this prompted me to type in the words black on white crime into Google, and I have never been the same since that day." The manifesto also says he learned from the website of the far-right Council of Conservative Citizens The council is an offshoot of the 1950s era organization that fought school desegregation. A message on the website says the group is deeply saddened by the Charleston killing spree. A friend of Mr. Roof, Jacob Mink, 15, said the reference to Trayvon Martin case made it clear that Mr. Roof had written the essay. That's his website. He said he wrote it, and I can just tell. Watchdog groups that track right-wing extremists say the manifesto reflects the language found in white supremacist forums online and dovetails what has been said about Mr. Roof thus far, that he had self-radicalized and that he did not belong to a particular hate group. It's clear that he was extremely receptive to those ideas, said Mark, the director of the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism. At the same time, he does not have a sophisticated knowledge of white supremacy. The icon for the browser tab on Mr. Roof's website is Athalon Rune, a ancient symbol appropriated by the Nazis that remains common among neo-Nazi groups. Mr. Roof was the latest in the watchout groups. In what watchout groups say is a growing group of lone wolf extremists, according to a study released in February by the Southern Poverty Law Center. About 70% of 60 recent domestic terrorist attacks reviewed were conducted by people acting alone. The writings on Mr. Roof's website show a fixation with black on white crime, which is common on white supremacy sites, said Heidi, the director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. They demonize blacks to position themselves as victims and offer that as proof of why they need their own state, she said. In one photograph posted on the website, Mr. Roof is shown posing with wax figures of slaves. In others, he's posed with a handgun that appears to be a .45 caliber Glock. He had a .45 caliber Glock in his car when he was arrested Thursday. The website links contain several passages of long racist rants in which he said Hispanics are enemies and Negroes have lower IQs and low impulse control. The manifesto praises segregation and says the author's reading of hundreds of black narratives indicate that almost all slaves gave positive accounts of their lives. The manifesto uses defamatory terms for the blacks whom he accused of being stupid and violent with the capacity to be very slick. It laments white flight and suggested that whites should instead stay behind in cities and fight. Criticisms are also levied at Jews, but Asians are praised for being racist and potential allies. Mr. Brown said his friend's transformation appears to have occurred after he left Columbia, South Carolina for nearby Lexington. Records show he switched schools in 2007. He was putting on Facebook, "I hate black people, I'm going to shoot up a church," said Mr. Brown. Well, what are we to make of all this? Well, the Bible makes it clear that it's not going to get better. In spite of a perceived idea that society can regulate itself and potentially get better, the reality is the biblical proclamation in the New Testament is things will not get better. That's the reality. We live in an incredibly fallen world. This man needs Jesus, and he must be punished for his crimes against society. It is fortunate that South Carolina has the death penalty, for this is the only appropriate punishment for such a man as this. We pray for his soul. I was thrilled to hear the family representatives of those who were shot to death in the church speak on national television of their forgiveness that they extended to this man and their desire that he follow Christ, embrace Christ, believe Christ. I could not get over the idea that millions of people would have been hearing and watching this via Fox News, CNN, all the major networks. I was listening to it on XM radio, and I was overtaken by the idea that these families were so quick to offer forgiveness and to pray for this man and his soul. One said, may God have mercy on your soul. And outside of jailhouse conversion, the reality is there's no way this man's converted. There's no way he's born again. Doesn't matter whether he prayed a prayer when he's in vacation Bible school. The love of God does not reside in him. This type of vitriol against a particular race is completely unacceptable. And the best thing that the state of South Carolina could do is to quickly and appropriately punish this man, get through the appellate process, and have him executed. That may sound harsh, but the necessity of communicating quickly and decisively that this type of behavior will not be tolerated is essential for the unity and harmony of our society between people of different colors. It's unfortunate, it's incredibly unfortunate, but the reality is, I predicted, and I hope I'm incredibly wrong, that it'll be 10 years before this man is executed because of the degree to which our justice system moves at a snail pace. And we're grateful at times that it does move at that pace when we find situations in which DNA evidence proves that someone did not commit a crime. But in this case, it appears that that there's no doubt they have the right man. And this man is not denying that he did this. He's not purporting that you've got the wrong man. He seems to be clearly the man that was in the church for an hour and the man that pulled the trigger and the man that pulled it again and again. The man who said, I want you to remain alive so that you can tell others I did this. So it appears we have the right man. And now, after finding him guilty, he needs to be executed. There's no room for this type of hatred in our society. None. It must be decisively dealt with. And it doesn't matter whether it's black on white or white on black in this case. All must be dealt with in the same manner to communicate that in America, the value of a human being is not measured by their skin color. For all are made in the image of God. Christ died for each and every one. And those are my thoughts. What are yours? On this Father's Day, do your best to show love, abhor evil, do good, live out the gospel, be kind one to another, do your best to be different. Don't let hate win. Love others in Jesus' name. Have a good day.